I want to tell a story from the Bible. The title of my story is The First Passover. Several years after the birth of Moses, God called him and sent him to the king of Egypt and asked him to release the descendants of Abraham so that they can go to the promised land. Moses went to the king of Egypt and told him what the Lord had said, but he would not let the people go. So God sent 9 punishments to the king and the people of Egypt, but the king would not let them go. God told Moses that he would send the 10th punishment, and afterwards the king will allow the descendants of Abraham to go. Then Moses informed the descendants of Abraham to kill an animal and put their blood on the top and on both sides of their doors. And when the angel of the Lord comes, he will pass over their doors, but he will kill the first male children of the Egyptians and their firstborn animals. Before the 10th punishment was sent, the descendants of Abraham killed animals and smeared the blood on top of their doors and on both sides. Moses told the descendants of Abraham to prepare themselves, gather all their possessions, including their walking sticks and their possessions, because Moses knew that they would live. So when the angel of the Lord came, he passed over the doors of the descendants of Abraham, but he killed the first male children of the Egyptians and the firstborn animals too. Even the first male child of the king was killed. There was crying and wailing among the Egyptians that night, but there was total silence among the descendants of Abraham. The Lord told Moses that the descendants of Abraham should celebrate this day as a religious festival from now onwards. Afterwards, the king called Moses, and then he asked them to take the descendants of Abraham so that they can leave Egypt to the promised land. Then the descendants of Abraham went to the Egyptians and asked for their gold. But God softened their heart and they gave them the gold. So the descendants of Abraham journeyed through the wilderness into the promised land. This is my story. Thank you.